Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. Now, today, we're going to have Pastor Reynolds talk to us about a very familiar passage of Scripture, and one you've probably heard many, many times. However, as I thought about that, I couldn't help but think about the song, "Tell Me the Old, Old Story." So today, we're going to go over John chapter 3:16, which is, again, a very old, familiar verse. And if you're saved, though, it should be a story that you love to hear and one that you don't mind hearing over and over again. And if you're lost, it's really the only message that's important to you right now. It's the only one that really matters. Lots of things are happening, but this is all that matters at this point in your life. So let's go ahead and turn the broadcast over to Pastor Reynolds as he discusses in detail John chapter 3, verse 16.
John chapter 3, verse number 16, is a very simple verse. It states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This is a very short verse. It contains only 25 words, yet this verse contains everything we need to be saved. And I would add, saved eternally. Years ago, I remember a young mother who taught this verse to her little 2-year-old child. He would say the verse just exactly as he learned it, sometimes just 2 words at a time. His mother said that if she died before he was old enough to be saved, she wanted him to understand how he could have eternal life. Let me read this verse again. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Notice the word "gave." It is right after the phrase, "For God so loved the world." The motivation for God giving the world his Son, Jesus Christ, is not of obligation. Rather, it is because God so loved the world. Man had done nothing at all to provoke this great love, for man was totally a sinner in the sight of Almighty God. Man had done nothing at all to even deserve any of the love of God, because all of mankind was totally helpless and unable to do the very first thing God would have them to do. Nobody, absolutely nobody, was seeking the gift of eternal life, because nobody even knew that eternal life existed. We were totally dead in trespasses and sin, and completely without any merit as far as God is concerned. I know we have plenty of merit as far as we're concerned, but we're talking about what God sees in us is nothing at all. It is only when a man sees himself as a sinner, and seeing himself as a sinner is accomplished by the work of God in him, not because of any work within the sinner himself, that God gives the gift of eternal life. Notice again the word "gave." What does the word "gave" really mean? That man did something in order to earn eternal life? No, because salvation is a gift from God. At least, that is what Ephesians 2 verse 89 state. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." But consider this morning, what is a gift? Is a gift something that you have worked for? Something you deserved because of your labor? No. A gift is something given to you that you did absolutely nothing to earn. The great gift of God is his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Everybody doesn't have eternal life. Even though the gift of God, Jesus Christ, is freely and wonderfully given. John 3:36 states, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. You see, it is not believing in our believing that gives us eternal life. Salvation comes to us when we believe on the Son and what he has done for us. As long as you trust what you have done, you're trusting in the wrong thing. You need to trust in what Jesus Christ has done. Salvation only comes to us as a gift of God when we believe on the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ. He is what we're trusting in, not in anything that we have done at all. Some people are lost because they refuse to believe in Christ as their only and all-sufficient Savior. It is only through believing or trusting in Christ that a person is given eternal life. It is not that a person believes in Christ plus something else that they have done. That something else could be living right. It could be being baptized or joining the church or being faithful or this cause or that cause. It could be any number of things. But salvation is a gift that God freely gives to all who will come to him and just trust him. Jesus Christ is the gift of God. People that refuse to trust only in Jesus Christ do not have the gift of God. People, even religious people, that trust in anything except Jesus Christ do not have the gift of God. Look in the book of Matthew 7, verse 21 to verse 23. The Bible states here, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Look in verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. These people are in hell because they have trusted in what they have done, not in what Christ has done for them. These people tell Christ, Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23, they tell Christ all that they have done, but they never mention anything that Jesus Christ has done for them. Understand why they're in hell? It is important that each of us understand that we are not born into eternal life because we are born into a good family. It is not what mamas and daddies do for us. Rather, it is what the eternal God has done for us that really counts. You cannot even trust your own trusting. John 3:16 states again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible here states very clearly that the only way that a person can have everlasting life is when they fully trust Jesus Christ, don't trust their own trusting. Many good people are going to hell because they are trusting their own good works. Many good speakers, many good preachers are going to hell because they are trusting their preaching. They're speaking instead of trusting the God who allows them to speak. Look in Luke 18 and verse number 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. The Bible said two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. And he went on to tell God everything that he had done. But the Bible also says that the publican, he also went up to the temple to pray. But this man would not even so much as lift up his eyes unto heaven. He bowed his head. He smote himself upon his breast. He said, God, Be merciful to me, a sinner. The only way a person can ever be saved is when they come to the Lord as a sinner. And He is very able to give eternal life to all who trust in Him. The Pharisee, you see, he prayed to himself in verse number 11. But the publican prayed to God, who heard him and saved his eternal soul. Back in John 3, verse 16, the promise of God to all believers is twofold. They shall never perish, and they shall have everlasting life. What is everlasting life? About 40 years or so ago, I was watching a religious man on television as he took questions. He had not read any of the questions before the program was televised. He simply read the questions and answered it. I saw him read the question about everlasting life. And the question was this: how long is everlasting life? He then said that everlasting life lasts until a person sins. I would ask you this morning, how long is everlasting? Look in the book of John 3, verse 15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 4:14. But whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 6:27. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of God shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. John 6:40. And this is the will of God that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son, that believeth on him, may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. John 6:47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Jesus gives us the exact same kind of life he has. And Jesus is an everlasting God. This is his gift to us. We don't pay him anything for this unspeakably great gift. Why can't I pay him something for eternal life? The reason? Because I have nothing to pay with. That is why the greatest gift in the world is eternal life. And this gift is given to all who believe and trust in Him completely.
You know, we hope that those of you that are saved have been refreshed by this reminder of God's love for us and His promise of everlasting life. And if you're lost, then we pray that you'll see your great need before an all-powerful and an all-holy God. And we pray that He will show you that you need to repent of your sins, turn to Him, seeking forgiveness, and trust in the work that Jesus Christ has already done. And if you'd like to talk to someone about salvation, we'd encourage you to give us a call today at 636-673-2180. And to be even better, if you could just stop by and visit with us, we're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We'll be starting services with Sunday school at 10 a.m. this morning, worship services at 11, prayer meeting at 3:45, and then one more worship services at 4:30. Now, you can also check out our website at independencebaptist.org. You'll find a lot of books and articles and audio messages that you can check out. We also want to encourage you to come to our Bible Institute, which will be starting Wednesday, February 17th at 7 p.m. And then on Thursday and Friday of that week, we'll also have two messages in the morning starting at 10, two more messages in the evening at starting at 7 p.m. Well, as it always does, the time has literally just flown by, but we're glad you're able to join us, and we look forward to being with you again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.